This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Hundreds of protesters, including dozens of women, were in the streets Tuesday in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul, chanting anti-Taliban slogans as they protested Taliban rule of the country and what they say is Pakistan's involvement. The Taliban allowed some of the groups to walk through the streets, but they fired warning shots into the air in at least two locations, according to local media reports and video footage captured by mobile phones that are circulating on social media. Multiple men in dark clothing fired the shots to disperse hundreds of protesters gathered outside Pakistan's embassy in Kabul. It's a name that for most of the Western world will not roll off the tongue at first, but assuredly in the time to come will be as familiar as Ashraf Ghani or Hamid Karzai. The Taliban announced their new cabinet just hours ago. Sarahuddin Haqqani, the son of the founder of the Haqqani Network, designated as a terrorist organization by the United States, will be the new interior minister. The Taliban's main spokesman, Zabihullah Mujahid, made the announcement at a news conference in Kabul. Pointing accusingly at climate change, President Joe Biden was in New Jersey on Tuesday to tour the deadly Northeast flood damage and said that he was thinking about all the families who suffered profound losses from the powerful remnants of Hurricane Ida.
For decades, scientists have warned of extreme weather would be more extreme, and climate change was here and we're living through it now. We don't have any more time.
After his stop in New Jersey, Mr. Biden planned to visit New York City to survey the aftermath there as well and call for federal funds.